The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 12 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Simon Riopel. Here are today's headlines. We're on the scene where traffic chaos was predicted, another referee assaulted in Montreal, and high costs force families to cut meals. Montreal's South Shore commuters were getting ready to live their nightmare this morning, as it was the first morning of closure in the La Fontaine Tunnel. Erica Tremblay is on the scene this morning. So, Erica, they started this on Halloween, but it seems like it was more treat than trick for commuters.
Things went very well this morning. This spokesperson from the Sûreté du Québec thinks that maybe it's because it's Monday. They're expecting traffic to be heavier for tomorrow and Wednesday. And, for those who are stuck in traffic, they've made things available like electronic boards on the side of the roads with the time left until they reach the entrance. And commuters can always go to Quebec 511 before leaving to know the best route available from their position.
So, Erica, what additional measures were put in place to favor an easier commute towards the city?
Many measures have been put in place to limit the traffic for those going into the city. Reserved lanes are available for cars with more than three people. Unlike other reserved lanes, electric cars with one or two occupants cannot take the lane. And five buses lane were actually they're available for buses to go through the tunnel to take. Free parking is also available, and about 5 parkings on the South Shore were made available, which leaves about 2,400 places to park a car before taking a bus. And Radisson Metro Station, they give free tickets to those who are taking buses into the South Shore until November 27th. And for the Yellow Line of the Metro, more trains will be made available. I actually talked to Gilles Payet, a spokesperson from Transport Québec, and here is what he had to say.
Reserve lane from Belleuil-Saint-Julie all the way the Highway 20 through the tunnel. This is for covoiturage, carpooling with three person on each car or more.
And were there an incident to happen? How quick can first responders intervene?
They actually have a contingency plan in place to make sure that first responders can easily get into the city. Officers from the Sûreté du Québec are stationed close to every entrance into Montreal to be available to intervene very quickly in case of an accident, a road infraction, or, if there's an emergency. I talked with Sergeant Audrey-Anne Bilodeau, who's a spokesperson for the SQ, and here's what she said about what can be expected near all the bridges that link Montreal to the South Shore.
All the towing trucks, they are already close to the tunnel, and also on the secondary lane that people could use, like Jacques Cartier Bridge or Champlain Bridge. So we have officers there. We have officers really close to the tunnel 24/7 for the next weeks.
Seems like they are more than ready for any problem they may encounter.
Thank you, Erica. Shots were fired last night in the schoolyard of Louis Dupire Elementary School in Hochelaga-Maisonneuve. Police were called to the scene just past 10 p.m., and police dogs were able to find bullet casings, confirming the alleged shooting. As of this moment, police are still looking for suspects and are also interviewing witnesses. They were also gathering clues regarding the matter. School was set to resume normally this morning, as the Montreal School Services Center did not announce any cancellation. This fall season has seen the province of Quebec experiencing major referee and umpire shortages. Across multiple facets of sports, as much as 1,000 officials have dropped their refereeing position since 2019. Sarah Hartunian has the news on the latest shortage.
Many shortages have occurred during the pandemic. Bikes, lumber, new cars, but few expected this one. Recreational sports, especially hockey, have suffered from a shortage of referees, making it difficult for people to resume their old pastimes.
A couple of incidents there, mostly verbal exchanges, and one, someone told me to see him in the parking lot afterwards, but at the end of the day, we needed to call the security of the place there.
University of Ottawa student George Yacoub plays ball hockey in his spare time. He was a ball hockey referee for 3 months during the summer, and he had experienced multiple accounts of abuse, mainly verbal, but also a couple of accounts of physical threat.
The referees would quit the game because of the stress load that it brings on, and the amount of money that's related to it, it's not worth it.
However, for Yacoub, no amount of money will make him go back to refereeing ball hockey. As of now, there is no magical solution for abuse towards referees. This is Saro Hartunian from Concordia News.
How often do you skip breakfast? For many more and more Canadians, this option has become a necessity. Food prices keep rising, and with the holidays around the corner, people are making sacrifices. Lana Brady has a story.
Some Canadians are taking extreme measures to stay afloat due to inflation. With food banks past their limits and the cost of life rising, a new survey suggests that 20% of Canadians have resorted to cutting one meal per day, usually breakfast. Canadians continue to clip coupons to buy in bulk and reduce takeout or expensive foods. But with the price of meats, bread, and even pasta going up, people are being pushed into a tight corner, and cutting meals seems like the only option. Krista Smith-Kensington, the coordinator of Innovation Jeune, says people are in need of cheaper, nutritious food.
Definitely noticed is comments, so people commenting on the price of food generally and the anxiety that goes with it, and therefore the gratitude for having an affordable option.
Yet food banks are already at their limit with occupancy and cannot help everyone. Krista Smith-Kensington says her organization has had to limit their occupancy.
And so for us, we've had to figure out what are the criteria to become a member. And so we're limiting it to people who live in our neighborhood.
A 2002 Hunger Count study showed an increase for demand of food by nearly 26% since last year.
That was Lana Brady for Concordia News. Last night, firefighters were called to a fire at a Stukli Sud house in Quebec's eastern townships. Once they were able to contain the fire, they found a body on scene. The victim is unknown and authorities were not able to identify their gender. As soon as the discovery was made, the investigation was transferred to Sûreté du Québec's Major Crimes Division. They're still trying to shed some light on this mysterious fire and the casualty it caused. It may be a little late, but the future of mobile networks is finally here. Or is it? 5G wireless communication is slowly widening its reach in Canada. And in true 5G fashion, the government is hoping to speed things up a little. How will they be doing this, Dana?
So the government is planning on spending $16 million on a Center of 5G Excellence here in Montreal. That's what it's called, the Center of 5G Excellence. And it'll be one of the very first examples of a 5G network that's run by artificial intelligence, which, as we all know, AI tends to make things a lot more efficient. So they hope that it'll benefit 5G infrastructure a great deal. And speaking on behalf of the Minister of Innovation, Rachel Bendayan said that, of course, there's going to be a lot of new jobs involved, and it's in the government's financial interest to have this 5G infrastructure.
This could add up to $40 billion a year to the Canadian economy. $40 billion a year.
And so what does this mean for us regular folks?
So this obviously involves faster browsing and faster streaming of your cat videos, but it also has to do with something called the Internet of Things, which basically means any object that is around the world that is connected to the internet. So think smart fire alarms, smart security systems, even self-driving vehicles. I spoke to Benjamin Fung, professor at McGill School of Information Studies, and he said that 5G makes a lot of these devices more reliable.
Many other components of the society in the future.
So even though 5G seems amazingly fast, it may not be as fast as we want it to be?
Well, not necessarily. When it comes to phone provider companies, I mean, what else do you expect? Just last week, Rogers announced 5G Plus plans that have infinite bandwidth, meaning you can download as much data as you want while you're out and about. But there are speed caps, so that's the catch. So what is the point of having 5G if you know, there are speed caps on it. Both TELUS and Bell have done similar things recently.
Thanks, Dana. That was Dana Hashway on 5G networks in Canada. The Toronto Maple Leafs dropped 4 in a row, the Lakers' Big 3 finally puts it all together, and one of Canada's brightest tennis stars wins his 3rd title in a row. Here's Oliver Ang with your sports coverage.
He gets it this time. Felix in the form of his life. It is now 3 titles he has won this month. Florence Antoine.
That was the sound on TSN as Montreal's very own Félix Auger-Aliassime won his 3rd straight ATP title yesterday in Basel, defeating Danish tennis player Holger Rune. Auger-Aliassime took both sets 6-3 and 7-5. The Canadian has now won 13 straight games, improving his titles in Florence and Antwerp, Belgium. The 22-year-old now moves up a spot and ranks 8th in the world ATP rankings. Fellow Canadian tennisman Denis Shapovalov fell just short of adding silverware in the Canadian trophy case as he was beaten by Daniil Medvedev in the Vienna Open final. Another Canadian athlete who brought home silverware this weekend was swimmer Maggie McNeil, as she won gold for Canada in the 100-meter butterfly, breaking the Canadian ad World Cup records in the process. McNeil won the 100-meter butterfly gold in Canada for the 2022 Tokyo Summer Olympics.
Russell Westbrook, left hand, Lakers are on their way to their first win of the year.
The Los Angeles Lakers took home their first win of the season after losing their first 5 contests. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook combined for 26, 28, and 18 points in a 121-120 win over the Denver Nuggets. In 20 seasons, LeBron James has never lost as many consecutive games to begin a year. The Lakers are now sitting in 14th position in the Western standings, 2 places behind their inner-city rivals, the Clippers, who lost last night to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Spikes off a defender, scores! Oh my!
The Toronto Maple Leafs lost 4-3 in overtime to the last-place Anaheim Ducks last night, ending their American road trip with 4 consecutive losses. Star player Austin Matthews had a goal in the contest, but was bested by American Trevor Zegras, who had 2 goal night along with the game winner. Despite a 35-save night for Leafs goaltender Eric Kalgren, they now sit 7th place in the Atlantic Division behind the Montreal Canadiens, who are set in to take the Minnesota Wild tomorrow night. That's all for sports.
Thank you, Oliver. Canadians have to start skipping meals due to food price increases, but they will be still able to get drunk for a reasonable price. SAQ has announced it will limit its price increases and will even reduce the price of some of its products next Sunday. 1,458 products will be getting a 2.4% average price increase, 1,389 product prices will remain unchanged, and another 1.3% average price drop will affect 539 products. Are they making alcohol affordable for people to forget every other problem in society? It's looking nice out there right now, but showers are to be expected tomorrow. This week's temperature will be quite mild, with highs varying in the mid to high teens. You can also expect sunny weather from Wednesday to Friday, as the start of November is spoiling us with unexpectedly nice weather. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Simon Riopelle.